Welcome back. You're listening to Graphic 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. I am back. I took a nice little vacation. I went skiing. It was wonderful. I hope your ski vacations or your vacances scolaires were worth it. I was very fortunate. We went to this little place called Le Revard in La Féclaz. It's a relatively small ski hill compared to what you can find in the Alps. And this was the first time in a very long time where my 14-year-old, my husband, and I all did the same activity and enjoyed it to the same degree of enjoyment. Teenagers get older and they start getting a little funky and they want to be by themselves and really independent. But we were all snowboarding and I'm the most experienced snowboarder of the three of us. And we really did enjoy ourselves. It was really nice. And we were fortunate enough to go with friends that live in Marny-Compiègne, and it was just lovely. So shout out to you guys. You know who you are. Thank you so much for the invite. We enjoyed ourselves to the fullest, despite injuries, despite being tired, despite the 7.5 hours it took us to get there. It was just absolutely phenomenal. So as I'm back and it's sunny today, I am feeling a little funky. And on the idea of funky, I don't know if you've ever heard about this band, Angine de Poitrine. They are from Quebec and they started in 2019. And there's two brothers that describe themselves as a mantra rock. I don't know why they say bad. Is it Pythagon Cubist two-man orchestra? It's really cool. Anyway, they are strange. They're experimental music at its best. And I feel like I can vibe into this. Now, you probably have already heard me say I'm not a big fan of jazz. Jazz to me is really chaotic. It's lovely for people who love chaos in their life, but I need a certain level of like rhythmic order for me to feel safe, I guess, and in control, which is a fatal flaw in my human perspective. But that said, this particular band pushes my limits of what amount of chaos I can absorb in the universe. And I just think that they're fantastic. I made my son listen to it last night and he thought it sounded terrible. So perhaps it's not the vibe for 14-year-olds, but we are listening to 3 to 4 of their songs in the next two sessions. So let's enjoy. The first one is called Meta Ziklek by Poitrine, Angine de Poitrine from Quebec. Thank you. That was Angine de Poitrine from Quebec, Canada, with their 2025 song rendition experience creative voice called Meta Zeklek. Now, like I said, this is where my body and my mind and my love for music kind of converge. And it's very chaotic. And it's played on a cinq temps. I don't know what that is in English, when you have like five beats instead of four beats or three beats or eight beats. And what I don't love about jazz is that it does also play a little bit on this five beat kind of scenario, but it switches up in like a middle of a half beat, and it kind of freaks me out. Where this one this band just doesn't. So if you want to imagine this band, they're a set of brothers. They're just in black and white polka dots, literally. And there's a drummer and there is a guitarist, and he plays the bass and the electric guitar. And it's a double guitar. It's kind of neat. Anyway, I thought we would enjoy another part of their first album. So this last song was a single. And this is from their album called Volume 1. And it came out in 2024. And it's called La Bérèque. We're going to listen to one more song after him, after this one, and probably another song a little bit later in either this session or the next session for next week. Anyway, I really do love it. So here we go. That was Angine de Poitrine with their 2024 song, Al Berek. And just as an FYI, before we go to the next song, I just wanted to shout out to this band. If you're interested in this kind of music, they will be the closest in Amiens in May. I think it's May 20th. I mean, go see them. I think that they'd be an absolute riot to visualize. And I don't know. I do really like them. Okay, my love bombing has stopped. I will stop love bombing this group. And continue with this. There's a 2-minute stint of them doing a live presentation on KEXP. And it's part of their song, Fabinec. And I thought on Graphic 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor, we would finish my 3-song love bombing with that song. Thank you so much for your humoring. I think it's, it's not 3 minutes, it's 7.5. Well, why not? I can do what I want.
Thank you. Discover new music. Oops, at Listener
Powered. I don't know what that's about. Anyway, I loved it. So we're going to switch gears a little bit on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor, as we've spent almost 30 full minutes, it's 23 minutes in, and only on one band. So let's diversify a little bit. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to land on Canadian musicians. A Canadian musician that is young and very flexible, because when you look at her videos, she always does these really strange, flexible, contortionist acrobatics. Her name is Tate McRae, and she's from Calgary, Alberta. She's a pop artist in her own right, starting her performance career in the competitive dance scene, winning dance awards all over the place. And in 2017, she started to video her singing creations on YouTube from her bedroom. It started and it snowballed from there. Her first official single being Tear Myself Apart, co-written by, if you can believe it, Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas O'Connell. This song that we're going to listen to is called Greedy, and it's from her 2023 album called Think Later. Although this has never been my vibe, it's a little poppy for music. There's no denying her talent, her stage presence, and ability to draw you in with her musical interpretations. I find the beat complementary to the least to the last set of songs by Angine de Poitrine, simply because it's kind of like me, 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 me. Anyway. Oh my goodness, it's almost like I had alcohol before I came here, but I didn't. I think I'm just very happy that it's sunny out. That said, this is Tate McRae and her song Greedy. There we go. I don't know why I cut off like that. I think there's supposed to be an end to the song, but it's part of the, like I probably have already told you, I download all my MP3s off of YouTube. Thank you very much, YouTube. Sometimes there's weird things before and after. I don't generally get it cut off like that, but this one did cut off, and I send my apologies to all of you in the listening world on your drive time home, most likely. So I have to thank CBC Online for this discovery, this next one. This next song has nothing at all to do with pop rock. It has nothing at all to do with this crazy kind of like vibe with that came from the beginning with Angine de Poitrine and their, I don't know, they're fantastic music. I just loved it. Anyway, this is more, it falls more in the category of edgy country than anything else. Cameron Whitcomb is from Nanaimo, BC. And I come to think of it, I have a cousin that lives in Nanaimo, and she's really into the music scene. She, her partner is a musician, so they probably know each other. Because, and she's infamous. My God, this woman is crazy. And I digress. So, he sings about courage and his struggles with sobriety and balance. And I think that that is a reality for a lot of people, especially coming out of winter and going into spring. I think this is one of a relatively difficult time of year for the body and for the mind. We're moving into this like excitement of getting into spring and summer and creation and the flowers are going to bloom and the trees are florison of everything. I'm having a difficult time speaking in one language today. And this kind of speaks to that. So this first, we're going to listen to two songs in a row. And this first song is called Quitter. And it's from his 2024 album called The Hard Way. They're both from The Hard Way, but we're going to just listen to Quitter first.
Been so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it would make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take the mile. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethorn all my roses, but she caught me at my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust, but stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me a quitter?
So I love the stories that songs tell. I love the lyrics. And this is one of the reasons why I love music so much, is because even instrumentally, music can tell a story. So this particular story, like I said before, we listened to this first song by Cameron Whitcomb, is about balance and suffering and struggles and talking about getting over some addictions or even overcoming them. But again, when we talk about addictions, addictions is a lifelong kind of weight somebody lives, and it the person who is in an active or not active addiction impacts the people that are watching them, and it's hard on both sides. So anybody who's experiencing that today or have experienced that, even by proxy or through as a witness, my heart goes out to you, because I completely know from personal experience how hard it is. I'm very lucky to not have that affliction, but I have certainly watched it destroy people in my periphery and in my smaller circle. So it's really hard. And as we move into spring and summer, that weight of the winter is moving, is kind of finally moving over top, moving away from our, you know, the cloud away from our heads. And I wish you all the best, you know, lives you can personally possibly be on your own. And one thing, one of the lyrics that really resonates with me in that last song is all the damn apologies. One thing I hate about getting clean is all the damn apologies. And I have to say this lyric, it's almost a personal, like, it brings to light my personal flaw. I don't like apologies. I mean, I will apologize with sincerity, and but as I've learned in the many years of mistakes that I've made, is that as a recipient or even a sayer of an apology, it is better to listen with my eyes and see with my ears, meaning actions are far more revealing than words. Sometimes I try to kind of relay that and instill it on my 14-year-old, and I have to say, as much as I am proud of that young man in development, I need to stay vigilant because anyone can fall and get lost getting up. So on that note, let's move to a second song by Cameron and his song Options from the same 2024 album, The Hard Way, on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with The Doctor.
Is it a relapse if it's just a drink? A picture-perfect party full of friends I used to keep. My favorite vices I used to need, lined up on the countertop and they're calling out to me. Would I still survive it, or have I lost my edge? You're never quite alive as when you're shaking hands with death. Would I still remember how to lose my mind? Oh, I'd like to think I might. I won't, but I could pull that bottle out that shelf. It helps me cope, knowing I could be that version of myself. Could disappear for a week, for a month, for a year. Wake up in armor in a coffin. It's nice to know I got options. Oh, I can hear them crying knock. I open up the door, I could have swore I triple locked. Invite my skeletons to come on in with their hollow eyes and that awful itch, and we'll chew through the air to tell a story. Would I still survive, or have I lost my edge? You're never quite alive as when you're shaking hands with death. Would I still remember how to lose my mind? Well, I might just give it a try. Shelf, it helps me cope, knowing I could be that version of myself. Could disappear for a week, for a month, for a year. Wake up at home or in a coffin. It's nice to know that I won't, but I could pull that bottle off that shelf. It helps me cope, knowing I could be that version of myself. I disappear. No, I got options.
I got options. That was lovely. A little bit of country, more country than the first song we were listening to. But I certainly did enjoy it. Again, the lyrics are fantastic. And on talking about being a proud mama, I got to say, I'm watching this lovely human being in development and who has, I would say, questionable taste in music. you know, generations change and we all have different loves of music. My musical influence was heavily impacted by my parents' love for music and their humongous library of vinyl records. And all of the years of going to outdoor concerts when I was a child. So I was never really into the rap music, even though the, you know, rap was pretty cool. Eminem was really great. And, you know, the Beastie Boys were a little bit older, old school, but they were still pretty popular. And in the electric kind of music and the tone changing kind of thing kind of freaks me out, but he loves that kind of music. So I'm going to dedicate this next song, which is unrelated to any of the other music options that I've had so far and will have in the remaining of the set, by this as a reminder that I'm dedicating this song to my son, but it's a reminder that passion and conviction can bring joy and notoriety. This particular artist is a 17-year-old young man from Toronto who pairs melodic hip hop with electric, you know, electro kind of beats. And I'm always in awe of performers just tout simplement because they perform, and that takes a lot of courage and personal self-worth and conviction to be able to get up on stage and perform and know that's what you want to do. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And to all of the young 14-year-olds in Compiègne and in the surrounding areas that might be listening, I know the Brevet is coming up, and I wish you all the luck. And just know that with a little bit of dedication, you can get where you want to go. Like this young man, Sorsa, who is convicted to his music and to his, you know, self-expression through music. This is his song, You Look So Good in Fall.
All right, okay, can you tell me your name? Can you explain the weight of all the words I hear you saying? All right, okay, I know a different way. I know a way that won't make you switch up and go insane. Can you hold me? Can we just go to sleep? You don't say please, and you lie through your teeth. Why don't you see? You're not meant for me. What do you mean that you're meant for me? Why for your name? It's not gonna come again. It's not gonna come from my mouth. It's not gonna seem very loud. Alright, okay. Can you tell me your name? Can you explain the weight of all the words I hear you saying? Alright, okay. I know a different way. Got somebody sexy, tell them.
You look so good and fall, I can't stand you in the heat. Can't stand you in the heat. So gonna fall.
I'm impressed with this kind of talent. And again, like I said, performers, being able to perform at such a young age and having the conviction and self-confidence to do that, I think is just fantastic. I'm going to switch. I was going to do something else, but now I have to find my way to a different artist because I've decided to stay in the same age range. And we're going to go to an artist who's known. There's another artist who's known by the same name from Ireland, but this is a different one. This is a young woman from Canada. Her handle is called Baby Nova. Her name is Kylie O'Connor. And what I really am impressed with this particular individual as I researched her is that she creates music for the love of music itself. She's a powerful singer from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I mean, when I say love, love, I mean she loves music. And this came to me by accident looking up upcoming artists for 2026. And she popped up on my YouTube feed just after the Tate McRae that we listened to at the beginning of the set. And I just wanted this song to be the last songs, some of the last songs that we have now. We have only have two in a row. So I might end this session a little bit earlier than normal, but I wanted this song to be the last as my last one as my personal homage to women, because just recently it was Women's International Women's Day, and to the somber reminder that of the story her song is singing. Right now we live in this paradoxical times, and as much of our reality and how we treat others is choice. So in this kind of resonates in the song. So in listening to the song very deeply, a very deep, profound story is emerging. And I want to try to have you or remind you, if you could, to celebrate and cherish this, you know, a staple in your day-to-day life, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. It can be food. It can be your companion. It can be the sun. It can be a tree down the road. It doesn't matter. Just cherishing those moments and celebrating the simplest things in life are essential to just existence, right? And having that opportunity to share it. So the name of this song is called Killed for Sport. It's from her. It's a 2025 single. And it's a little, I don't know, just listen to it. So this is on Graph Hit 94.9 FM, and this is Baby Nova for her, and this is her song, Killed for Sport.
I must be Catholic, the way I'm wearing the shame for the thing that you did. In my straight jacket, strutting down my yellow brick roads to studios, I'm awake in my casket, calling from beyond the grave to tell the world you're dead. Smart like a woman, but you write like a man. The way you painted me crazy like some Freudian fan. In love, could've just had sex with me, didn't have to fuck me so hard. Let's just be honest, you killed me for sport. You remind me of those cruel boys in camo shorts. You're not a girl's girl. You took my autonomy, watched while they swallowed me whole. Gave them a big twirl. Damsel in a dress with an A on my chest, babe, are you obsessed? Could've just had sex with me, didn't have to fuck me so hard. But I can hold a grudge for forever, oh my God.
make you feel good when you cut me to the core. Let's just be honest, you killed me for sport.
Wow, I just find that so heartbreaking. I don't know why. Again, like I said, it reminds me of being, having that opportunity or privilege to cherish things. It might be a little bit paradoxical or almost ironic because the lyrics of that song don't feel like that at all. But to me, when I look in the mirror and I listen to it, I think, oh, I have this, I still have these opportunities to not be upset. I still have these opportunities to cherish the environment that I'm around, that surrounds me on a regular basis. I still have this opportunity to breathe and to enjoy life. Right. We're going to play another song of hers, and I'm oscillating between two. But I think I'm going to end with Virgin Heartbreak because because the lyric 17 years old was in it. And the source that was a 17-year-old boy who did his in one of the songs that we just listened to. Anyway, so as we finish the set, I'm going to wish you a fantastic week and a wonderful weekend and an opportunity to just enjoy the sun or to do some gardening, because I think it's about that time of year. And we're going to listen to, as we finalize this, and I'm going to leave a little bit earlier than normal, we'll listen to another 2025 song by Baby Nova or Kylie O'Connor, if you're looking for her online. And it's called Virgin Heartbreak, and it's just lovely. I just love her voice. It resonates. I find the lyrics that she writes just so profound. Man, like, I felt mature when I was 17 years old, but there was no way I was anywhere near that kind of level of complex understanding of what expectations are in life. And yet I had a full-time job. I was determined to go to university. I had all these goals for myself and I did them all. I just listened to her, and these are her lyrics. I bid you goodbye as I leave the house on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. And I wish you a fantastic week.
I was young, barely 17, Santa picked me up in his sweetheart limousine, and I'm standing in his boxers, kissing nicotine. I could taste the tears before he ever did me dirty, and I grew up crying into my father's gin, making salty martinis for the boys that would leave me. Now I got a sixth sense, I see brain dead bros with a little broken mufflers before they ever go. So I wanna, you wanna hurt me, baby, try me. You wanna cold ass bitch, you know where to find me. You wanna hurt me, baby, try me. Go on, try, this ain't no virgin heartbreak, but please don't knock me down. Coming in full swing, and I'm like, damn, I must be onto something. Way I got these big wings.
disgusting bitch face.
This ain't no virgin heartbreak, but please don't knock me down.
First time I've been hit below the belt, but it's the first time that high road went all the way to hell. This ain't the first time I've had trouble with the law. Hey officer, what'll it take to get me off?
This ain't my virgin heartbreak, but please don't knock me down. I'm rolling up my sleeves, a couple of it's too late. Boy, please, oh baby, are you really there? Against the wall. Hey officer, what'll it take to get me off?